This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. President Obama's recent comments at a prayer breakfast meeting comparing ISIL or ISIS demonical acts with certain atrocities committed by quote-unquote Christianity, especially he mentions the Inquisition and the Crusades, have caused a lot of furor and a lot of negative reactions, even from Democrats, from left-wing politicians and newscasters, saying that his comparison was ill-advised, factually incorrect. But the biggest retort came, of course, from the right, certain corners within the right, and especially from some commentators within the Catholic Church. I saw a program which was broadcast by Fox News, the John Hannity program, where you had two guests. One was a Catholic priest, another one was a Catholic theologian. And they pointed out, and Mr. Hannity, a Catholic himself, did not in any way retort that or spoke against it. They pointed out that the Crusades were justified, that they were pursuant to a justified war, and so therefore it can't be compared with what, for instance, others from other religions are doing. Now, I was so upset when I heard that, I didn't even listen any further, but I was wondering whether something had been said also about the Inquisition. Well, subsequently, I found an article by Breitbart, dated February 6, making these outlandish statements. Historically speaking, the Crusades were a response to Islamic aggression in Europe and the Middle East. The Inquisition was designed to regularize executions rather than leaving them to the will of the masses. Christians undoubtedly pursued horrible brutalities against people, including innocent Jews. However, and then he quotes another Catholic historian, I believe, Goldberg by name, Christianity, even in its most terrible days, even under the most corrupt popes, even during the most unjustifiable wars, was indisputably a force for the improvement of man. Now, you read something like that and you say, where are those people living? Where have they been living? What planet were they on? I mean, looking at the Crusades, looking at the Inquisition, the most brutal, murderous atrocities were committed, quote-unquote, in the name of Christ by, quote-unquote, so-called Christianity, and here are people today trying to justify them. Now, that's very disconcerting. That's very unsettling. That's very frightening in light of what the Bible prophesies. First of all, I don't think that I have to do this, but I like to do it anyhow. I have a magazine here, Life Magazine, which was published in December of 1999, and they just very succinctly summarize it this way. They say, the Crusades were concerned with political might as much as with religion. The Inquisitions amounted to widespread church-sponsored terrorism and murder. Terrorism and murder, according to the Life magazine. Justifiable? See, Augustine came up with this concept of a justified war. And of course, first of all, it has to be a quote-unquote defensive war. Many commentators, historians say the Crusades were actually an aggressive war, not a defensive war. But then, of course, in order to make it a justifiable war, the Pope had to endorse it, had to promote it. Of course, that is exactly what the Pope did. Does the Bible in any way justify this kind of thing? No. In accordance with the Bible, in accordance with what the Bible says a Christian is to totally separate himself from any kind of war whatsoever. Christ said, put your sword away. Christ said, love your enemies. Christ said, don't revenge yourself. Christ said, if you take the sword, you will perish by the sword. And on it goes. So, the problem which President Obama had in talking about Christianity is that he didn't talk about true Christianity at all. He talked about some who claim to be Christian, but they were not. Because if they didn't have the Spirit of Christ within them, then they were not Christians. And if you have the Spirit of Christ within you, you have the mind of Christ within you, and as such, you will not participate in war, period. and most certainly will not participate in torture. And so all of those who participated in the horrible crimes of the Inquisition were not true Christians. And that can be said quite dogmatically. Let me also give you a brief summary about what the Crusades and the Inquisition was all about. Here's an article by Daily Beast dated February 10. There is a shocking belief held by many Christian conservatives that the Crusades were not really so bad. The Crusades were one of the worst episodes in history. Christian soldiers, that's an incongruity right there, massacring everyone in sight, especially Jews. The Crusades were a dark chapter in Christian history, with extraordinary violence carried out in Christ's name. Between 1 and 3 million people died in the Crusades, including the Crusaders. Perhaps the leading theme in some literature is that the Crusades, despite their terrible organized cruelties, were a defensive war. In fact, the Crusaders massacred, massacred, and massacred some more. They massacred Jews in the Rhineland, Albigensian heretics in Spain, Muslims in the Holy Land. Whitewashing of one of the most bloody periods in world history is troubling on many levels, and yes, it is. We haven't even talked about so much the persecution of the Catholic Church regarding Christian minorities. Many true Christians died by Catholics. Here's an article by the Town Talk, dated February 7. The Crusades lasted almost 200 years. The initial spark came from Pope Urban II, who urged Christians to recapture the Holy Land from Muslim rule. Like the promise of eternal life given to Muslim martyrs, Crusaders were promised absolution from sin and eternal glory. Along the way, the Crusaders massacred. To take but one example, the Rhineland massacres of 1096 are remembered to this day as some of the most horrific examples of anti-Semitic violence prior to the Holocaust. The Jewish communities of Cologne, Köln in German, Speyer, Worms, and Mainz were decimated. Although most of us regard the Inquisition as a particular event, it actually refers to a set of institutions within the Roman Catholic Church that operated from the mid-13th century until the 19th century. One actually still survives, now known as the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which was directed by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger before his 2005 election as Pope Benedict XVI. These institutions were charged with prosecuting heresy, and prosecute they did, executing and torturing thousands of suspected witches, converts from Judaism, many of whom had been forced to convert, Protestants and all manner of suspected heretics, particularly in the 15th and 16th centuries. The Inquisition used torture as a method of extracting confessions. Methods included starvation, burning victims' bodies with hot coals, forced overconsumption of water, hanging by straps, thumbscrews, metal, princes, and of course, the rack. All of this was meant to be for the victim's own good. Better to confess heresy in this life, even under duress, than to be punished for it in the next. How anyone in his right mind can look at these barbarous acts, these atrocities, and in any way try to justify them in the name of Christ is beyond me. What is frightening, what is unsettling about all of this is that there are many voices today who justify these kind of crimes. Now, the Bible tells you, my friends, that a martyrdom of true Christians is still going to come. People already are being thrown into this kind of thinking that perhaps it is okay to torture and to kill and to murder others for their own good. Can you imagine what will happen when people stand up to false teachings, false doctrines? In a time of nationalism, in a time of patriotism, in a time when people are saying we gotta go to war in order to fight those terrible enemies? Can you imagine what happens to those who are conscientious objectors? Is it going to be repeated, as one former American president said during World War II, when he said all these conscientious objectors, they should be shot. You see, terrible times are coming. We have to understand that we are fast approaching this time. And we have to also realize that we cannot in any way, be influenced by these terrible ways of thinking, let alone participating in them. We have prepared two booklets, which I'd like to recommend to you. One is that in the Bible. It's called The Mysteries of the Book of Revelation. And the other booklet is entitled The Ten European Revivals. The Ten European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. They will tell you what happened in the past when church and state worked hand in hand. They will tell you what is going to happen in the not-too-distant future. They will explain to you who the woman is who is riding the beast in Revelation 17. That woman, a city built on seven hills, which is responsible for the blood of the martyrs of Jesus Christ. Please make sure that you will ask for those booklets and read them carefully and study them together with your Bible. Because God is telling you, if you have ears to hear, what is going to happen in a very short time. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.